Chekhov.
Full scan. Results negative. Radiation level normal. Atmosphere and terrain are undisturbed. No evidence of a colony nor any residual after effect of a force that might have annihilated it.
Life readings, Dr. McCoy?
Nothing. They said they were being attacked by an unidentified ship.
Which we were unable to detect upon approach.
An entire human colony. A whole settlement. 100 men, women, and children. Who did it? Why?
Kirk here.
Spock here, Captain.
The sensors have picked up a Klingon ship, closing fast.
Reflectors on, condition red. Protect yourselves. Total reply if attacked.
So that's the answer. Klingon.
Trouble aboard the Klingon ship. Evidence of explosions. Massive destruction.
Captain, the enemy ship is drifting. Totally disabled.
And we never fired upon her.
Maintain red alert.
Attack my ship!
100 of my crew dead.
Kirk, my ship is disabled. I claim yours. You are now prisoners of the Klingon Empire against which you have committed a wanton act of war.
Final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Federation and the Klingon Empire have been at peace. The treaty we have honored to the letter.
We took no action against your ship, Kang.
Were the screams of my crew imaginary?
What were your orders, Kirk? To start a war? You've succeeded. To test the new weapon?
We shall be happy to examine it.
There was a Federation colony on this planet. It was destroyed.
By what? No bodies, no ruins. A colony of the invisible.
Yes, the test of a new Klingon weapon, leaving no traces. Federation ships don't specialize in sneak attacks.
We have wondered when you would begin.
You lured my ship into ambush by a false Klingon distress call. You will tell us why with a proper persuasion.
You received a distress call. We received a distress call.
I don't propose to spend the rest of my life on this ball of dust arguing your fantasies. The Enterprise is mine!
Instruct your transporter room to beam us aboard.
Go to the devil.
We have no devil, Kirk. But we understand the habits of yours.
I shall torture you to death, one by one.
Your noble captain cries enough. Who will be first?
Cossacks! Stinky Klingon murderers! You
killed my brother, Peter. They are coming for a research outpost. 100 peaceful people massacred. Just like you did here. My brother, you killed my brother.
Volunteer to join them. That is loyalty.
Jim, you can't hand over the Enterprise.
Help, Chekov.
Don't plan any tricks, Kirk. I will kill 100 hostages at the first sign of treachery.
I'll beam you aboard the Enterprise. Once there, no tricks.
Captain, we can't. Don't let these animals have the ship.
Move aside. Animals. Your captain crawls like one. A Klingon would never have surrendered. Order everybody in this area to be transported up. All weapons on him.
Kirk, Enterprise. Mr. Spock.
Here, Captain.
Mr. Spock, we have guests. I just transported to Whitefield. Beam up everyone in the target area.
Understood, Captain. Transporter room. Is intact, Doctor.
All others suspended in transit. Who are the guests, by the way?
Klingons.
Well, they're right in here.
Johnson?
Security man on the way, sir.
Captain, leave them where they are. Non-existence. That's so many less Klingon monsters in the galaxy.
Bring them in. Prisoner of the Federation of Planets against which you may or may not have committed an act of war.
There are still survivors aboard my ship.
Captain, we've not been able to get through to Starfleet Command. All subspace frequencies have been blocked. And there's too much radiation coming from that Klingon ship. It's a hazard to the vicinity.
Prepare to destruct.
Completing the job you started?
You wouldn't be standing here if I had.
First group from the Klingon vessel, Captain. My wife, Mara, and my science officer.
Kang, what has happened?
More Federation treachery. We are prisoners.
What will they do to us? Well, I've heard of their atrocities, their death camps. They will torture us for our scientific and military information.
Apparently, you have a few things to learn about us. Detain them in the crew lounge. Program the food synthesizer to accommodate our guests. You'll be well treated, Kang.
So I have seen.
Secure from red alert. But maintain general quarters. Scan this sector for other ships. Run a full check on the column. I want this thing nailed down fast.
We know what happened. That distress call.
At the moment we received the distress signal from the colony on Beta 12A, the Klingons were too far distant to have been the attackers. Moreover, they also were apparently attracted by a distress call.
Lies! They want to start the war by pretending that we did.
Chekov may be right. Klingons claim to have honored the truce, but there have been incidents, raids on our outposts.
No proof that the Klingons committed it.
What proof do we need? We know what a Klingon is. Our log tapes will indicate our innocence in the present situation.
Unfortunately, there's no guarantee that they will be believed.
Report.
Still no contact with Starfleet Command, sir. Outside communications blanketed.
Keep trying. We've got a diplomatic tiger by the tail.
Transporter room to bridge. Klingon ship is vacated, sir.
Very good, Scotty. Mr. Sulu?
Four phases locked and ready to fire, sir.
Fire phases.
Sensor sweeps reveal no other ships within range, Captain.
Lieutenant Horn?
No contact with Starfleet as yet, sir.
Mr. Sulu, change course to 17 Mark 4, warp back to 3.
Warp back to 3, sir.
Kirk's head stuffed and hung on his cabin wall.
They will kill us before we can act.
No. They wish to question us. We're in our strength, our plans. They never will.
We are 40 against 400.
4,000 throats may be cut in one night by a running man.
Patience, vigilance. They will make their mistake. The capture of the Enterprise will give us knowledge to end this war quickly.
Mark 5. That'll take us out of the galaxy.
Captain, report coming in from the lower decks. Emergency bulkheads have closed. Almost 400 crewmen are trapped down there, sir.
Most interesting. Bulk of your crew trapped, your ship racing from this galaxy at wild speeds. Delightful. How did I perform this sabotage, Kirk? All my men are here.
Johnson, get down to security, search every section. Some Klingons may have beamed aboard undetected from the wrecked ship. Then get down to engineering, help Scotty hammer things back to normal, and free those trapped crewmen. And before I put you in the brig, there's a little something I owe you. Lasers.
Sickbay.
bridge.
The Klingons are free. Armed as we are, they'll try and take the ship. Scotty, how many men do we have?
392 trapped below decks.
Deploy forces to protect your section and the auxiliary control center.
Check the armory and try and free those trapped crewmen.
The doors and bulkheads won't budge. We'll have to cut through.
Blow out the bulkheads if you have to. We need numbers. What kind of luck have you had controlling the ship's speed?
No, sir. She's a projectile at warp 9. And don't ask me what's holding her together.
5-minute report, Scotty. Kirk out.
Full sensor scan of the ship. Report on any movement by the Klingons. The Klingon Empire has maintained a dueling tradition. They think they can beat us with swords.
Captain, neither the Klingon technology nor ours is capable of this. The instantaneous transmutation of matter. I doubt that they are responsible.
Any other logical candidate?
None. However, if they had such power, would they not have used it to create more effective weapons? And only for themselves?
Mr. Sulu, get below. Take command of engineering and auxiliary control.
Aye, sir. Captain.
Mr. Chekhov.
Captain.
Mr. Chekhov, as you were.
Chekhov, sir! Let me go through. I've got a personal score to settle with the Klingons.
This is no time for a vendetta. Maintain your post.
Captain.
Chekhov, maintain your post.
Don't try to stop me, Captain. I saw what they left of Pyotr. I swore on his grave I would avenge his murder.
What's Chekhov's grudge against the Klingons? Who's Pyotr?
His only brother, killed in a Klingon raid.
His brother? He never had a brother. He's an only child.
Sulu, get down to engineering.
Aye, sir.
Security, this is the captain. Find Mr. Chekhov and bring him to the bridge.
Captain, why would Chekhov believe he has a brother?
I don't know. But he does. And now he wants revenge for a non-existent loss.
Keep hacking on a man after he's down. Hammer that Numenor capsule.
Layout and specifications of the Enterprise, Commander.
Enemy numbers are the same as ours. We have a fighting balance.
Then we take this ship. A ship that is headed towards the end of the galaxy?
In time and time. We must take these sections. First, engineering.
Kirk here.
Scott here, sir. There's no use trying to free those men down below. The phaser torches, they won't cut through the bulkheads, or the doors, nor the decks. There's something happened to the metal.
What about the armory?
Well, I'm there now, sir. And you never saw such a fine collection of antiques in your life.
Get back to engineering. Try and reestablish engine control. And talk to Ordnance about manufacturing phaser replacements.
Aye, sir. Beauty.
What blazes is going on? Scans indicate that our forces and those of the Klingons are exactly equal at 38 each. The Klingons control deck 6 and starboard deck 7, while we control all sections above.
Constant surveillance, Mr. Spock.
Most curious, Captain.
Come on.
There appear to be more life energy units on board than can be accounted for by the presence of the Enterprise crew plus the Klingons. A considerable discrepancy.
Could more Klingons have beamed aboard?
I shall attempt a compensatory reading of Klingon units.
I don't know how many more of those Klingons are around, but we'll split up here and try to make it back to the bridge.
Aye.
Victory! Victory!
No additional Klingons detected, Captain. It is an alien life force, a single entity. I cannot ascertain its location.
Must make contact. Find out what it wants.
Readings being diverted to the library computer for analysis. The computer report.
Alien life force on board is composed of pure energy, type unknown. Actions indicate intelligence and purpose.
What purpose?
Insufficient data for further analysis.
A brother that never existed. A phantom colony. Imaginary distress calls. The creation of these weapons. Do you sense a pattern, Mr. Spock?
If the alien is creating these events, Captain, it is apparently capable of manipulating matter and mind.
And now it has control of the Enterprise and taking us out of the galaxy. But why?
Captain, I am constrained to point out that since minds are evidently being influenced, we cannot know at this moment whether our own memories are completely accurate and true.
We must talk to Kang. Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. However, it is notoriously difficult to arrange a truce with the Klingons once blood has been drawn.
A truce? Are you serious? I've got men in sick bay. Some of them dying. Atrocities committed on their persons. Talk about making peace with these fiends. If our backs were turned, they'd jump us in a minute. And you know what Klingons do to prisoners. Slave labor, death planets, experiments.
Good.
While you're talking, they're planning attacks. This is a fight to the death. We'd better start trying to win it.
We are attempting to end it, Doctor. By reason, preferably. There is an alien on board which may have created this situation.
Who cares what started it, Mr. Spock? We're in it. Murderers. We should wipe out every one of them.
The alien is the real threat. That's the enemy we have to wipe out.
Sick bay calling, Doctor. There are more wounded men requiring your attention.
How many more men must die before you two begin to act like military men? Instead of fools.
Something important I must discuss with you.
I have captured your engineering section. Now control the ship's power and life support systems.
I have deprived all areas except our own. We'll die from suffocation in the icy cold of space.
Out of our galaxy, controlled by a mysterious alien somewhere aboard the ship. Engineering has been taken over by Klingons, who have cut off life support systems. Mr. Sulu.
Captain.
Get down to emergency manual control. Try to protect our life support circuits and auxiliary power.
Aye, Captain. Scotty! Check over the mate, Captain.
I'm glad they stopped.
We should have left those false-faced goons in the transporter. That's right where they belong.
Scotty.
Non-existence. Now they can study the Enterprise, add our technology to theirs, change the balance of power. You've jeopardized the Federation.
Scotty.
Keep your fucking hands off me. Just keep away. Your feelings might be hurt. You green-blooded half-breed.
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Then transfer out, freak! Gentlemen! Spock! Study! Spocks! Spock! Stop it!
You're half-human!
What are we saying? What are we doing to each other?
Fascinating. A result of stress.
We've been under stress before. It's never set us at each other's throats. What? This is war.
There isn't any war.
Or is there?
Have we forgotten how to defend ourselves? What's happening to us?
We've been trained to think in other terms. And war, we've been trained to fight its causes if necessary. Then why are we behaving like a group of savages?
Look at me. Look at me.
Two forces aboard this ship, each of them equally armed. Has a war been staged for us, complete with weapons and ideology and patriotic drum beating, even
Spock,
even race hatred?
Recent events would seem to be directed toward a magnification of the basic hostilities between humans and Klingons. Apparently, it is by design that we fight. We seem to be pawns.
But what's the game? And whose? And what are the rules?
It is most urgent that we locate the alien entity immediately and determine its motives and a method for halting its activities.
Without sensors? All our power down. This thing can go anywhere.
Yes.
There's a Sulu report.
No good, Captain. Circuits are in, but systems just aren't responding.
We're getting something.
Aye, Captain. Power and life support restored. Remote's on standby.
Good work.
But, Captain, I didn't do it. Everything just came on by itself.
Their life support systems have resumed.
The source may be operating.
Start scanning. Let's find that alien.
Holding steady.
Cause him to be unsteady.
They appear to be controlled from another location. Also unable to affect ship's course for return to our empire.
One of Kirk's tricks. Could he bypass the circuit? What power is it that supports our battle yet starves our victory? Power. Interrupted at their main life support couplings. Where?
Number 6 deck. Come.
Shit.
detected in the engineering section near reactor number 3.
Let's go.
Don't die yet. You're not human. But you're very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Forcing us to fight. We don't want to. We don't know what its motive is. We're trying to find out. You must help us. Take me to Kang. A temporary truce, that's all I ask. Spock, take her. Chekhov.
Is this what's in store for us? From here on in, violence, hatred.
Brainwaves show almost paranoid mania. What happened?
You lost control. So did I. We'll be coming animal warriors. Let's go, Spock.
Orderly. Jim. Johnson's heart wound is almost completely healed. The same with the other casualties. Sword wounds in the vital organs. Massive trauma, shock. They're all healing at a fantastic rate.
It would appear that the entity wants us alive.
Why? So we can fight? And fight and keep coming back for more like some bloody Colosseum? What's next, the roar of crowds?
Perhaps human and Klingon psychologies and combat capabilities are being tested by an alien with designs on both powers.
Gentlemen, if we are pawns, you're looking at one who is extremely sorry.
I understand, Doctor. I, too, felt a brief surge of racial bigotry. Most distasteful.
Let's find the alien. You come with us. Maybe we can prove to you that it exists.
Unfamiliar.
What did you want?
Reporting for duty, sir.
Duty? McCoy, release you from sickbay?
I release myself.
Then get back to sickbay.
Not on your life, sir. I'm fit and ready for action. Klingons almost hit me at once, and I'm not even the score.
I order you to get
I've
back.
Got my orders. I'm obeying orders. Kill the Klingons. It's never us, isn't it?
Dungeon!
Fascinating. During Lieutenant Johnson's emotional outburst, his expression of hatred and lust for vengeance, the alien's life energy level increased. When the lieutenant became unconscious, the alien lost energy.
It subsists on the emotions of others.
This one appears to be strengthened by mental radiations of hostility, violent intentions.
It exists on the hate of others.
To put it simply. And it has acted as a catalyst, creating this situation. In order to satisfy that need, it has brought together opposing forces, provided crude instruments, in an effort to promote the most violent mode of conflict.
And kept numbers and resources balanced so that it can maintain a constant state of violence. It's got to have a vulnerable area. We've got to get rid of it.
Then all hostile attitudes on board must be eliminated. The fighting must end, and soon.
Oh, we're a doomed ship, traveling forever between galaxies, filled with eternal bloodlust, eternal warfare. Kang has got to listen. We've got to pool our knowledge and get rid of this thing. Kang, this is Captain Kirk.
Kang, you read me?
Commander, it's a trick!
Kang. He won't answer.
The alien is affecting his mind, Captain. Soon it will become so powerful that none of us will be able to resist it.
Scotty, sir. The ship's dilithium crystals are deteriorating. We can't stop the process.
Time, Packer?
In 12 minutes, we'll be totally without engine power.
Well, do whatever you can. Clear out. Do you believe? Captain's log, stardate. Armageddon. We must find a way to defeat the alien force of hate that has taken over the Enterprise, stop the war now, or spend eternity in futile, bloody violence.
There's no change, Captain. The dilithium crystals are discharging.
There's nothing we can do about it.
If I could talk to Kang, somehow cut through the Klingon lines and make peace before it's too late.
We have 9 minutes, 53 seconds to power zero. There is, of course, a logical alternative. Kang's wife is, after all, our prisoner. Perhaps a threat.
Aye. Now that's something the Klingons would understand.
Kang. Kang, this is Captain Kirk.
I know you can hear me, so don't cut me off. We have Mara, your wife. We talk truce now, or she dies for blood.
She has 5 seconds to live. Reply.
victim of war, Captain. She understands.
He called my bluff.
You're not going...
The Federation doesn't kill or mistreat its prisoners. You've been listening to propaganda fables. How much time?
8 minutes, 42 seconds.
So this was no trick.
It's the alien that's done this. We're in its power. Our people and yours.
We only wanted to stop the fighting to save us all.
We have always fought. We must. We are hunters, Captain. Tracking and taking what we need. There are poor planets in the Klingon systems. We must push outward if we are to survive.
There's another way to survive. Mutual trust and help.
I will help you now.
How?
I will take you to Kang. I will add my voice to yours.
I wouldn't trust her, Captain.
We can't get through the Klingon defenses in time. Unless... Spock. Intra-ship beaming. From one section to another, it's possible.
It has rarely been done because of the danger involved. Pinpoint accuracy is required. If the transportee should materialize inside a solid object, a deck or a wall...
Even if it could work. Wait, she may be leading you into a trap.
We're all in a trap. This is the only way out.
We'll go with you.
No. That'll start the final battle. I believe her. Prepare the transporter. We'll wait for your signal.
But she can't guarantee that Kang will stop to listen. Right, Mr. Spock?
No one can guarantee the actions of another.
Your automatic setting is laid in, Captain.
When transporter is energized, you will have 8 seconds to get to the pads.
I hope your computations are correct, Mr. Spock.
You will know in 7.9 seconds, Captain.
Unarmed. He must talk to you.
Brave Captain, what about?
No! Listen to him. We are all in danger.
Mara, before you start killing, give me 1 minute.
James, don't!
What have they done to you, Mara? You out of your mind? What have they done to you? I see why the human beast did not kill you.
They didn't harm me. Listen to him!
Thank you.
while an alien has total control over us.
I won't stay dead. Next time I'll do the same to you. I'll kill you. And it goes on and on. The good old game of war. Pawn against pawn. Stopping the bad guys. While somewhere, some thing sits back and laughs. And starts it all over again.
Just kill him.
Those who hate and fight must stop themselves, Doctor. Otherwise, it is not stopped.
I am your wife. I'm a Klingon. The life of him. Listen to Kirk. He is telling the truth.
Be a pawn. Be a toy. Be a good soldier that never questions orders.
Fighting must end, Captain. To weaken the alien before our dilithium crystals are gone.
Lieutenant DeVore.
Yes, Captain.
Put me on shipwide intercom.
Aye, sir. Ready, Captain.
This is Captain Kirk. A truce is ordered. The fighting is over. Lay down your weapons.
This is Kang. Cease hostilities. Disarm.
The cessation of violence appears to have weakened it, Captain. I suggest that good spirits might make an effective weapon.
Off my ship. You're a dead duck here. You're powerless. We know about you. And we don't want to play. Maybe there are others like you around. Maybe you've caused a lot of suffering, a lot of history, but that's all over. We'll be on guard now. We'll be ready for you. So ship out. Come on, haul it.
Out already.
Out! We need no urging to hate humans. For the present, only a fool fights in a burning house. Out!